Before starting today's business, may I ask members to join with me in expressing our deepest condolences to the family of the soldier killed in the ambush in Lebanon today, Private Sean Rooney from Newtown, Cunningham, County Donegal, and also to the families of the two soldiers injured.
Today we are united in grief at the loss of a brave Irish soldier, a young man serving Ireland and the United Nations in Lebanon. We mourn with his family and salute the bravery of everyone involved. Today we are a nation united in grief. We know that this loss is felt by everyone in the Defence Forces, Ogdi na hÉireann, whether overseas or at home. And our thoughts and prayers are with all of the Defence Forces personnel and their ongoing service, commitment and courage. Yesterday, just after 9 o'clock Irish time, members of the 101st Infantry Battalion of UNIFIL were on their way to Beirut in a convoy of two armoured vehicles when they came under small arms fire. Four Irish personnel sustained injuries and were brought to Ray Hospital near Sidon. Tragically, Private Sean Rooney was dead on arrival. The other soldier, Private Shane Carney, remains in a serious condition in ICU. Two other personnel sustained minor injuries. A Defence Forces medical officer and chaplain is currently at the hospital. There will be a full investigation into this fatal incident, and this evening, Minister Coveney, who's in New York, will meet with the UN Secretary General to discuss the sad loss of our Irish serviceman and the inquiry to follow. The Taoiseach, Minister Coveney, and the Chief of Staff have said that the Defence Forces will do everything to provide care and support to the bereaved families and those of the injured, as well as providing ongoing support for all of the personnel in Lebanon. Las Cian Comhairle, every day of the year, far from these shores, hundreds of Irish soldiers stand guard for the cause of peace and human rights. In various UN missions, they join colleagues from around the world to form what is a thin blue line. The very first Irish peacekeepers arrived in Lebanon in 1958, when 50 officers joined the UN observer group on the border between Lebanon and Israel. Today, there are Irish officers in places as far apart as Mali, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Kosovo, and the Golan Heights. 5 years ago, I had the privilege to visit Tibnin, where a memorial stands to commemorate the Irish peacekeepers, more than 40 of them, who have lost their lives serving in Lebanon, and to lay a wreath in their memory. I remember it well, and it was a poignant and stark reminder of the danger in which Irish personnel place themselves every day. I also witnessed the close links between Irish forces and the local community in South Lebanon. It was one of those moments where the boundaries of culture, language, race and religion fall away and we're reminded of our shared humanity. The Irish Battalion in South Lebanon has helped restore stability to an area that was once racked by conflict. It showed clearly why our personnel continue to serve with distinction around the world to end conflict and to bring stability and peace. Today, the House is united as we mourn this sad death and pray for the injured. Let us think of that memorial in Tibnin, of the loss it commemorates and the hope that it symbolises. Ar Yeshde Garev Anam Dealish.